healing for underserved populations at langloth.org.
Certified financial planner Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for the Monday morning analysis of business and financial news. Good morning, Brian. Welcome back to the program.
Oh, thanks, Wayne. It's good to be back. Hope you've been well, and happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you. The Obama administration is unveiling its budget for fiscal year 2012 today, and all the political talk in Washington is not over whether there should be cuts, but what to cut and by how much.
Yeah, they certainly have been, Wayne, and it's interesting. I've been monitoring a lot of things lately, not only monitoring the investment markets, but the football playoffs and also the Fashion Week in New York City, which, by the way, Wayne, I've noticed that this year's hot color is orange. I love it a lot. And also the new federal budget. And you're right, it's sort of like Fashion Week and the raging discussion over hemlines that always happen. Who can... Where is it going to be, higher or lower? And the cuts, it's a question about who's going to make the biggest cuts and where, and will those trends be short-lived or long-lived? These are very interesting times here with the federal budget, which has really been advancing in a pretty consistent level for many decades now. Wayne, I do note one thing over the past week, that the stock recovery, you and I were talking about this off-air, is in high gear. But the big question is, are investors participating? Later in this report, I'm going to talk to you a little bit where people are putting their money. But it's hard to believe, but it's been nearly 2 years, Wayne, since the lows in the stock markets of March 2009. And the S&P 500 has almost doubled, which is incredible. But investor sentiment is still palpably nervous, and we're going to develop that later in this report.
Okay. Well, while everyone was preoccupied with the revolution in Egypt, what's this? The New York Stock Exchange has been bought by the German Stock Exchange?
How about that? I call this a sign of the times, Wayne, a news item from the last few days. The New York Stock Exchange is being acquired by the German Stock Exchange. It'll create the world's largest market for stocks and other types of investments, such as options. Yes, the paragon of American capitalism for... over almost 220 years, in fact, the New York Stock Exchange is being bought by the Deutsche Börse. Now, why are they doing this? It's simple, Wayne. They're trying to keep up with more nimble competition these days, which trades electronically 24/7. That is very clear. It's also clear that bricks and mortar exchanges are less relevant than they used to be. Investors can get it online or get it elsewhere. They don't need to go to the New York Stock Exchange. You know, this is a real blow to the ego of New York City, which has seen many of the world's biggest initial public offerings and biggest deals go away from New York City. They've been going to places like Hong Kong, Beijing, and London over the past 10 years. The new company of the Deutsche Börse and New York Stock Exchange will be based in the Netherlands, but will split its headquarters between Frankfurt and New York City.
Mm. We have 3 minutes to go. Mm-hmm. Well, your bricks and mortar analogy may apply to the next item I want to ask you about. Borders, the bookstore chain, is going into bankruptcy. Now, what does this tell us? Are people reading less? They're just going online to read books or what?
Yeah, this is another sign of the times, Wayne. Borders Books, as you say, is likely to enter bankruptcy as early as today. Borders has nearly 700 bookstores and almost 20,000 employees in the U.S. under both the Borders names and also Walden Books. This bankruptcy is not really a surprise, as the company has been struggling for several months with suppliers who cut them off from shipments, and the company itself has been delaying payments to their vendors. This bankruptcy is not just your typical business that saw its business hurt by the recession. That certainly had something to do with it. But basically, Borders missed the whole online book ordering and e-book trends. In the past several years, Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com have gained tremendous market share at Borders' expense, which has floundered with different strategies under multiple different CEOs. Analysts point to this story of Borders as further evidence that shelf space for books and bookstores is dropping very quickly, and that market share is consolidating quickly in the hands of just a few major national outlets. That's what that's telling us.
Hmm. Some trade data coming out. What are we learning from that?
Well, this is interesting, Wayne. The U.S. Commerce Department has recently released the rankings of the U.S. largest trading partners for both imports and exports for 2010. I wanted to just cover this. Not a surprise, really, that China remains our largest source of imports. That has been the case for well over 10 years now, followed by Canada, Mexico, and Japan. It may interest you that the largest source of imports we bring in are oil, that's a shocker, cars, trucks, and phones. On the export side, our biggest customer is Canada, followed by Mexico, China, which is also jumping up a lot, and Japan. The biggest source of exports that we ship out of the U.S., which grew by almost 20% last year, is aircraft and its parts, pharmaceuticals, soybeans, and microprocessors. Emerging markets such as Brazil and India continue also to gain. As evidence of this, I saw last week where both Coca-Cola and General Motors reported stronger sales in China, India, and Brazil. They clearly are going where the demand is strong.
We have just a little over 30 seconds, and I know you want to come back to the stock market. I heard someone on the air this morning on the business news call the market robust.
Well, it is robust, Wayne, and the question is, where is the money going? The Investment Company Institute, which tracks how investors invest their own money in mutual funds, shows investors have recently begun putting more money into stock funds. For much of the past 2 years, over 90% of the dollars went into bond funds, but now that trend is reversing itself quickly. Basically, cash is still paying almost nothing, and investors are putting their money back to work slowly but surely.
Good. Thanks to Brian Ford. It's 8:40.
This is Morning Edition.